This is Lori Prox here with Coach's Corner. We've got Todd Wagner here of the boys varsity basketball team at Valdez High School. We're gearing up for the Elks tournament this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So pretty exciting. And you've got some great teams coming in. Tell us about the teams coming in.
Well, it's very exciting. It's probably one of the most competitive groups of teams we've had in many years. In fact, any years maybe that I can even recall. We've got the Diamond Lynx, which are the number one 4A ranked team coming to Valdez. And right now they're ranked 98th in the nation. And
they're heads and shoulders above anyone else in Alaska.
They are, but they got beat by East last week by 1.50-49. So they're not untouchable.
Did you get to see video of the game?
I did.
So you got... That's good. Yeah, that's a nice thing.
And plus, my nephew plays for Diamond, and I got to go watch them last week when I was in Anchorage, too. So, and we've played them one time this year already. So we're pretty familiar with Diamond. But we can't look past Cordova. Cordova's our cross-town rival, and we'll be playing them in the first round on Thursday night, which is always exciting.
And for folks interested in going to the game Thursday, the girls will play Cordova as well in the first round of the Elks tournament at 7 o'clock. Followed by the boys at 8:30 playing at the Valdez High School gym. So come on out.
That's right.
There's a season pass and stuff, right?
Cordova currently is ranked in the top four and 2A, along with Glen Allen, who will be here too. They're in the top four and 2A also.
So for folks who aren't following high school sports, for years, Glen Allen and Cordova were in
the
league
Conference.
With Valdez, and that's no longer. So,
that's no longer.
Yeah, that whole rivalry's gone back.
Right.
Many years, if you read Dick Shelhorn's
we've tried to
the whole book, he
keep
talks
it
about
going.
That quite a bit.
Yeah, we've tried to keep the rivalry going with Cordova, either playing them in the first round of our Elks tournament every year, or trying to get some type of endowment game, either in Cordova or Valdez. And endowment games, for those that don't know, are just extra games that don't count against your record.
Now, what are you going to do on Thursday night against Cordova? What's your game plan?
Well, our game plan is just to do what we do best, and that's just coming out playing our basketball, and we kind of pride ourselves in being tough. We talk about being tough and getting on the floor after loose balls and only allowing one shot and just playing tough defense. That's our mainstay is our defense, and we've held teams to pretty low numbers this year, and so we take some pride in that. And defense correlates to offense. And so, but we're looking forward to playing Cordova. Some other teams that are here is Bethel on the boys bracket. They just won the Dean Cummings tournament a couple weeks ago, so they're a very good team. Along with them is ACS, who's currently ranked number one in the state in boys 3A. And then Barrow, last year's state champions in 3A, will also be here. So it's a great lineup, and we're excited to have them all here.
All right. And Cordova, what do you see as their biggest strength for folks coming out to the game? They have a little bit of size, right?
They do have size, and the coach's son is a very good player, and he's got some shooters surrounding him, and they've got a little depth. And Cordova's always very scrappy, and they hustle and work hard. And like I said, you can never take them for granted. I remember rivals where we beat them by 31 night, and they beat us by 10 the next night. So you just never know. You got to come out and be ready to go.
Now, run down for us. You haven't had that many home games. Your starting lineup, maybe not from senior night, but from which we had here in Valdez.
Well, maybe we should start that way again.
Yeah, for folks who missed the game, it was a fun night. We got Justin in the studio as well, but you started your very first high school basketball game ever on senior night against like your toughest opponent, Monroe. What were you thinking, Todd?
Well, what I was thinking is Justin's been with our program, and he's an important part of our program. And Justin, many times, if a person's sick or we need somebody to step in a drill, Justin steps in and practices with us. So he knows what we're doing. Maybe cardio-wise, he might not have been in the best of shape, but he held his own when he was in there for his minute and two minutes almost.
Justin, he knows exactly how long.
It's like a minute and 35 seconds.
Minute 35. I did ask Justin, are you doing okay? And he was breathing pretty hard. So,
but and that was a fun night. People had a great time with that. But I know I had people say, I thought Justin was the manager. What's that all about, starting the manager?
Well, it was just... I think it was a morale boost to our team. Plus, he's part of the seniors, and it was senior night, and we wanted to recognize Justin for all the work, that hard work that he's done, and we just wanted to let him know that we appreciated him. And you know, out of the last 4 years, out of 30-some losses, 32 losses, 16 of them had come at the hands of Monroe.
And you won.
And we won. So that's what I say. Maybe Justin, maybe there's a career
there's
here.
A lucky charm. And hats off to Jalen Freeman, who gave up his starting spot so that he could – he could step out there. Yeah. Run through your starters for us.
Well, we have a junior in Jalen Freeman, who started at point, and then
he started much of last year, so very experienced junior.
Yeah, and he's just a couple weeks ago coming back off of an ankle injury. When we were in the Diamond Prep, he had a high ankle.
That was early sprain. In the tournament, right?
Yeah, he didn't get to play against Diamond actually, so we're looking forward to having him back if we get past Cordova and play Diamond. I never want to look past them. But yeah, we have Jalen, and then we have four seniors that are starting this year. Kyler Labonte is our 1 and 2 guard. And then we have Bennett Hinkle, who plays a 3 for us. And then we have Ike Watson, our 5, and then Logan Heckathorn, who plays a 4 for us.
Now, Logan played so tough last weekend against Monroe. Like, I remember Little Dribblers, I was laughing with them that he wasn't that tough, but he's really tough. He's really stepped up his physicality this year.
He is. And I think that was Coach Ostanek's game plan, is to try to take Logan out by being physical with him, and had number 13.
He won Saturday night.
Yes.
Logan won.
Logan won the battles on Saturday night, but Isaac was trying to beat him up pretty good and push him around, and Logan pushed back, so that was good.
Right now, what does it mean to you, like heading into this Elks tournament, to have such a mature group? You've had these gentlemen
for a process and a journey for us. I mean, we started as freshmen. Those same four really started in their Elks tournament against a Barrow team who had two state champion and one plays for Texas now. And I remember in the first game at ACS, our goal was not to let Kamaka dunk. And just right into the tip-off on the first possession, here comes a Travis Adams alley-oop to Kamaka, and he dunks over the top of Ike. And I was like, welcome to high school basketball as freshmen. But they've matured now and worked hard. They put a lot of work in. And it's not just the four seniors. This whole group of their pretty seasoned group. But they put a lot of extra time and effort in. And they're starting to reap those the fruits of their work.
Now, in looking at Ausau, you guys are ranked number 1 in our Aurora Conference. And right behind is Eielson, then Delta Junction, Monroe Catholic, which is kind of funny. They're number 4, but they're your toughest, Galena, and then Hutchison. But you have played some super tough competition preseason, and probably the toughest season you've had, right?
Yeah.
In a long time.
And we, last year when we scheduled, we did that on purpose to try to, you know, give us the best competition possible going into regionals. And so we were just prepared to be able to do.
Yeah, so 10-3 is a pretty good record with the.
It is. We've lost twice to ACS, number 1 team, and once to Diamond, and. Actually, we lost one
to Monroe
also. So the Diamond game was called an endowment game, so that doesn't go against our record.
Oh, okay.
So
very good. Well, now tell us about the bracket, because you've got Diamond in the second game. Now, usually, and you are the athletic director, so usually you put it together. So you you want to get to that championship game, but you'll be playing if you beat Cordova, you'll be playing Diamond in the second round.
Yeah. When we put this bracket together,
we're assuming that they win, actually, but we shouldn't do that either, right?
Yes.
Because Kodiak's.
Yeah, never assume anything.
Yeah.
So, as everybody knows, we make our schedule a year in advance. We do that scheduling in January of the year in advance. And so last year, I went to the Diamond Athletic Director and said, hey, Bennett and Logan are really good friends with my nephew, Carter, who plays for Diamond, and they've always wanted to play each other. Would you guys be interested in coming to the Diamond Prep tournament or to the Elks tournament? And they were like, yeah, that would be fun. I talked to Coach Lowers. He said, yeah, that would be fun. We can make that happen. So they made it happen. this year, we weren't originally scheduled to play in the Diamond Prep Tournament, but we ended up going to the Diamond Prep Tournament and made it to the championship and played Diamond. But our brackets were already set. We'd already sent them out. Had I known that we would play them once and get that out of their system, playing against each other, we would have maybe arranged the bracket differently. However, we'll get we get another chance to play, you know, a number one team, and we're looking forward to being that underdog and taking that role. And it's home court advantage, and anything can happen.
And you've had experience with them and then with a tough ACS team. So what do you do to prepare for that type of competition? What do you do? Do you do anything differently?
Well, I think we've come a long way since then. I've got Douglas Cummings, who's, you know, he's 6'8", and he's come a long way this year, and he had to guard Evan Hoosier from Diamond initially, and Doug in the last month even has his game has stepped up. So he'll get some matchups against Evan in this game if we get to that game. And we'll have Jalen back, which is a good Isaiah Moses is one of the better point guards in the state, and Jalen does a great job of defending, and Owen Chadwick does a great job of on ball defending. So I'm pretty confident in him not getting to the paint, and our other guys get to match up a little bit better. We had Logan against Isaiah last time, and Logan did a great job on him, but it'll be nice to have Logan on maybe one of their bigger guys.
All right. And looking ahead, the other folks, of course, Barrow, I think you beat them three times this year, but they're always tough competition. They're a physical team. What do you know about Bethel and Kodiak?
Well, my assistant is Coach Crunk, so I know a lot about Bethel because he knows a lot about Bethel. He just moved here from Bethel, having been their head coach for 12 years. And so it's great to have Coach Crunk on our staff. But they're a very good team. They will give ACS a run for their money. And yeah.
These are really actually pretty good first round matchups for the Thursday of the tournament.
Right. And Kodiak's 4A team, and they've been beating some teams too. So that'll be a good game for Diamond in their first round.
You will put your athletic director hat on. If people want to come, you might want to get a pass for the whole tournament because it's 9 a.m. to the last game begins at 8:30 on Thursday night. And then more of the same on Friday. The games begin early and run all day. There's no school on Friday. And then, of course, Saturday through the championships, those will play at 5:30 and 7.
Right.
So there's a lot of great basketball.
Yeah, there's a total of 24 games in the tournament. And if you want a tournament pass, it's $25. So that's, you know, $1 a game or whatever it is.
Good deal.
Yeah, pretty good deal. And if you don't want a tournament pass, it's $10 a day.
Oh, not too bad.
And all Valdez City Schools students are free.
All right, good deal. Let's talk some stats. You have not a surprise, really, but how fun to watch Kyler Labonte come alive this year. He has just been amazing.
You know, Kyler's one of those guys that he's been waiting for his time very patiently. He's been on varsity the last 3 years.
Hasn't
gotten a lot of minutes, but you knew he was maturing, and he's never been a cancer on the team as far as, whining, I'm not getting playing time. He's just always been a very positive person, and he's been waiting and working hard, and now he's there, and he's proving himself.
I interviewed him, and I said, Kyler, what do you have to say to kids who've been, you know, working hard, but they're not getting the minutes? He says, well, you just got to go. You know, I love going to the gym. I love the game. I love to play. I love to get better. And, what a pleasure to see somebody who's worked that hard. He's got a shooting percent, just to give you an idea. His 3-point percentage is 44%. He's shooting 65% from the free throw line. And he's had some key shots, big shots. And rebounds.
And
he's like, he weighs 90 pounds, but he's had some really big rebounds.
And when we were in Barrow, he took a major charge towards the end of the game, which got us the ball. we were down and it revived us, and we ended up beating Barrel by 4 on their home court. But that was a huge defensive stand, and he's done a lot for our team in that respect. And yeah, if a younger player is looking, you know, we kind of live in a culture of instant gratification. And if I'm not good at something right now, I quit. But Kyler's hung in there, and he's kind of
had. And what kid would not want his senior year that he's having?
Great perseverance.
And also Ike Watson, another person who's gotten tougher, way tougher.
Yeah.
So he had some key plays also against in that Monroe win.
Yeah. And Ike is another guy that's put in a lot of time both in the weight room in the off season, and then he also traveled this summer for 6 weeks with a travel team, and just played and got played against better competition and just got better and better. And Ike's huge for us inside our inside outside game.
And he's shooting about 57%. I'm not sure you have all your.
Lori's got all the statistics.
I'm not much of a stat guy, but I feel like I'm really smart. Well, Justin printed them off for me. He's the stat guy.
Yeah, you should be talking to Justin about
the
stats.
I'm just reading them. Yeah. And then, of course, on defense, Bennett Hinkles, you're a big charge there. Your press is pretty important, so you expect to be using that a bunch this weekend.
Well, maybe yes. We'll use our press, but it might be sparingly at different times.
Did you press against Diamond when you played him first?
We played.
Because sometimes a press is a good idea, and sometimes, well, it's just not.
We did a few times, but Diamond doesn't really push the ball up the floor. I mean, they're not wanting to get up and down. They're very disciplined, and which is unique for an Anchorage team. They like to run up and down the floor, but teams that play Diamond in the Anchorage League know that the scores are going to be low because they're much like Monroe. They're methodic and run things over and over and over until you just break you down and get something easy.
All right, and I think we've hit most of our. What do you expect out of Bennett through this tournament?
Well, Bennett is Bennett. He's gonna. He's. I really need him to focus on rebounding and containing whoever he's guarding And he'll do that. He's a senior, and he knows what the expectations of our team are.
And you've got kind of a little spark plug in Owen Chadwick coming in off the bench. If you were, I'm sure you've said many times this season, I wish he was just a bit taller.
Yeah, well.
But he's sure there's nobody who doesn't put out more effort than Owen.
You're exactly right. Owen doesn't lack any effort at all. He's kind of like that little chihuahua on your ankle. You can't get him off when he's, you know, but, and he just thrives on ball pressure, and he does a great job. And he's also started to become more comfortable. He's one of those guys, much like Kyler, has been waiting his turn, and his turn's going to be coming. He gets playing time this year, but next year with he and Jalen at the 1 and 2, you know, he'll have to step up and be the guy.
Yeah, you have a lot of juniors. There's an unbelievable amount of juniors on the varsity and JV team.
Right. We're at 11 strong. So, yeah, we have a lot of juniors coming back.
So it's important for those guys to get minutes wherever they are.
Yeah.
Now, heading into you, did you shoot more three-pointers last year? Seems like your offense was a little bit more.
No, actually, this year our offense is 4 out, 1 in, and much like we've gotten it from Villanova, and we've just installed it this year. But they're all supposed to look to shoot first. That's the first thing, the first rule in our 4 out, 1 in. And so I don't know, without having the stats in front of me, how many three-pointers we shot this year versus last year. But we have to also know that when it's not going our way with the three-pointers, we need to go inside. So.
All right. Now, on the girls' side, Valdez is playing Cordova, which they have played them before this year, and I think they came out on the winning end there. But Kotzebue and Kodiak, I don't know what we do. You know anything about some of the girls' teams? Our side of the bracket might be a little
interesting. You know, I'm not really familiar with the girls' team so much because we've traveled different places this year. When we were at the ACS tournament, our girls were up at the McKinley tournament, and we were. The only time we've really been together as in Barrow, and our girls defeated Barrow.
I think they lost.
It was a close
Barrow.
Game. It was a close game.
Or did they
game,
win? And what did they do against Barrow, Justin?
I think they lost.
I'm pretty sure they lost against Barrow. Both.
But it was a pretty good game. It was a good game. So.
Yeah, well, I think it's a competitive
anytime
game.
You have a good game up in Barrow, that's a good thing.
And Glen Ellen has a couple good players.
Yes, they do.
See what they bring. And then North Pole is usually strong. And then, of course, last year in Elks tournament, a big loss to Bethel that was really unexpected. So, or is that in the Elks tournament or regionals?
Elks
tournament. Yeah.
So. Bethel's not in our region.
Yeah,
you're right, Doug.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I think that was kind of a big upset for Bethel. So, and they have that one gal who is averaging 19 points a game, and so she's fun to watch. Yeah. So that'll be fun on that. If anyone wants to get up and go watch a game at 9 a.m. on on Thursday to see, but that girl's impressive and fun to watch on that side. So the girls will play Thursday at 7 o'clock, boys 8:30, Thursday night versus Cordova. Game times, if there's a loss, would be at noon and 1:30. A win, the game times would be boys at 7, girls at 8.
Right. And if for 30. Some reason you can't make it to the games, we are streaming the games, and that's on our webpage, Valdez High School webpage.
Yeah, so if you go, you have to go to the Valdez High School, you can Google Valdez High School, right? And then you'll find...
under Activities.
And
there's a button you just push and it'll take you right to the link.
All right, well, thanks a lot for coming in. Pretty exciting Elks tournament weekend coming up, but then you guys have to turn around in a couple weeks and host the regions. Yeah. So that's going to be big.
Yes. Yeah. And every 6 years you get to host regions, and it happened to be our year this year. And so we're excited for that too.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that are happening for regional tournament? What are you working on? I know there's big programs and just all the housing.
We'll just have to reset this tournament for region tournament.
It's very similar, isn't it? It should be.
In fact, this tournament has more teams than our region tournaments because it's 6 versus 8.
Well, and some of these teams from out of town, they're not used to traveling.
No.
Right? Like, so, I mean, it's kind of funny. You go, these Anchorage teams have no idea what this is. All our region has, knows how to travel. The kids are amazing. You know, they hop in a car, they can go for miles, but these Anchorage teams might have more work to answer all their questions, right?
Yeah, I mean it's always a fun experience for them, I'm sure. So
to come on down, and hopefully we'll have some good weather. You'll see lots of kids roaming around both Valentine's this weekend, and then regionals. The dates for that?
It's the second week in March, starting Thursday. I'm not sure of the date. I don't have it in front of me, but whatever that is, March 7th, 8th, 9th, something like that.
I think that's right, 7th, 8th,
but
9th.
Yeah, we're excited for this weekend. This is just a great event. It's been going on for 42 years, and I can remember when I played in the first one.
You still have your purple coat?
I still have my purple coat.
Satin?
Satin coat, and Bart Hinkle has his, my assistant, when he played for Eielson. It's just lots of memories, lots of memories. I have my sister-in-law who played for Delta, who's coming down this weekend because her son plays for Diamond, and she's let the legends come in. Anyway.
They're going to rewrite your history.
Yeah, right.
So, all right. Well, good luck this weekend. And thanks for sharing your time and information. Yeah. Hopefully folks will come on out to the games. Senior night was a lot of fun. The crowd was a lot of fun. So,
and this truly is senior night. I mean, that was our last home game, so senior night. But we couldn't do the ceremony. But this will be the last weekend of games for these seniors. So